Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You know the end of Hamnet, though?
Never saw it.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Need to watch it.
I know Max Richter scored it, but the ending, like, moment is, like, a song he's already composed, but for, like, other movies. Like, the end of, like, Shutter Island. Have you seen Shutter Island?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're talking about their kids who, like, drowned in, like, the pool and stuff, and that, like, famous Max Richter song. That's at the end of Hamnet, and I'm just always like, why?
They just, like, repurposed it?
Yes. I'm like, why wouldn't you just score something new? It's just, I don't know.
Okay, Matt, I have a film question.
What's up?
So, you know how you're saying score it?
Yeah.
Is someone who does the scoring also the one that is, like, in charge of the music for scenes? Or is that totally different? Like, is scoring, like, composing new instrumental type things for a movie?
Yes. Like it's the background music that's playing. But if they maybe, if there's a song that's maybe, like, popular, like, the beginning of Marty Supreme is Forever Young.
Yeah.
That's more of, like, a music director
or a music supervisor
picking that song.
Yeah, like,
song.
Who's like the DJ, right? That looks at a scene and goes, this is the song for it.
Music supervisor, music director.
Okay. A music supervisor picks the songs.
Okay, I want to do that.
Which, yeah, that's a fun job. And I've worked at, like, Apple's ad agency, like, the music, like, team. They would just sit there and, like, listen to new music and figure out what should they have in the next, like, iPhone commercial.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's sick.
So you've got to have your ear on, like, up and coming stuff that isn't too popular, but, like, a new artist, because it can, you remember, like, the iPod commercial, 1, 2, 3. But that song got popular because of the commercials too.
That song was electric, man. I love that song.
Or the iPod, or was it the iPad Air? It was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me that you love me more.
You know what song I think is so perfectly casted is the song for Drive.
Oh, Kavinsky's Night Call.
It's like that super, like, 80s synth.
Like, a real human being and, yeah, a real hero. And then there's the one where he's driving where it's like, I need a night call to tell you how I feel.
I want to make my parents watch that movie so bad, but the booby scene, I can't even recommend them the movie.
There's a booby scene in Drive?
Yeah, it's so random. It, like, doesn't even fit. They're just, like,
this
in,
is
like...
Kavinsky, yeah.
There's, like, one scene where he, like, walks into, like, some strip club or whatever, and he's in, like, the back room.
Oh, right.
And, like, everybody's just butt naked. I'm like, damn.
Your parents won't watch it because of that?
Mm-mm.
Would they be, like, turn it off the moment they see it?
They don't with it.
I feel like gets rid of so many good movies where,
dude,
it's just out
I
of
know.
Nowhere.
There's so many good movies where there's one scene like that where I'm like, damn.
Ugh. Well, I was mortified when my parents were like, oh, yeah, we saw Anora. I'm like, Mom, you saw Anora? Like, no.
I loved it.
She actually did.
I'm going to be a stripper now.
Is there ways to watch movies that, like, cut that? Like, obviously, like, the
I don't think
commercial
so.
TV cut? Like, that you would see on...
No.
I don't think so.
Not on streaming platforms.
Only if it's on cable.
Right, like, I want the cable version of these movies so I could send it to my parents.
I'm so surprised the stuff they let us watch on airplanes. Like,
there
are kids around me right now, and I'm just having to, like, cover up my screen. They should at least have a TV, plane version of...
I thought they usually do, because at the beginning of some of the movies, you get that thing where it's like, this film has been modified from its original version.
Okay, so maybe, but you're still seeing boobs.
I've still seen boobs.
I think that's only on, again, cable TV.
Oh, interesting.
When you see that.
I think the plane is like, use your discretion For for people around you.
I've seen that on planes, but not every plane has that.
Yeah.
It'll just say like parental advisory.
It's so funny when you see somebody watching something, you're like, really on a movie? Like that on a plane right now?
I saw
like,
a TikTok.
It's just like full scenes going. You're like,
I saw a TikTok where a guy was on a sex scene and he like fast forward. It was like this old dude. He like fast forwarded the thing. Oh, you know what it was? It wasn't us. It was a heated rivalry scene.
Oh,
and it was an old dude was watching on a plane. I think it was an old dude. Maybe I'm getting two videos and combining it together. But he was watching heated rivalry when it got to one of the scenes. You see him like fast forward on the plane.
He's gonna be fast forward a lot throughout that show. That'd be a quick little binge.
It's so funny. But a part of me feels like that was, you know how it's, I feel like that was staged too.
You think so?
Yeah. A part of me feels like it was staged because it just it didn't make sense that dude was watching it.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was being respectful.
Probably.
I love all of the TikToks of like girls that have parents that are like super into hockey.
Yeah.
And they just like put it on and like tell their dad like it's just this new hockey show and the dad's all like fired up.
Oh, that's funny.
They're like secretly filming his reaction. He's just like,
wait, what is this? What am I watching? This is not what I signed up for. I still have not watched Heated Rivalry.
Everyone said, I haven't either.
It's just not my thing. But I love that people love it.
Yeah.
But I do like a little gay movie, you know? I love Call Me By Your Name.
A little Brokeback Mountain. Did you see they're making another one?
A sequel?
Apparently.
Back from the Dead? Like the Haunted?
Two Brokeback, Two Mountain?
I don't know. I think I saw something they're doing like the girl version.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
And this one's going to be like...
It's going to be about like two... It's not in the Brokeback Mountain universe, but it's like two cowgirls going on...
I don't know. I saw some article that just popped up and I just was like, oh, I guess they're redoing it. I think it is like a remake, but I think they were like,
the boys in Brokeback Mountain, though, man, they're just risky. Have you seen it? There's just a scene.
I've never seen it, but I've seen like clips for sure. I feel like I've seen moments.
It's a really good, sweet movie. But there's like a scene where they're meeting back up and he's like walking out of his apartment with his wife and kids. And then just like meets up with either Jake Gyllenhaal or Heath Ledger, and they just like make out outside their apartment. I'm like, boys, get in the truck and go around the damn corner. Y'all can't keep it under those damn Wranglers. Like they are just like making out underneath like the little apartment motel, and I'm like, boys.
can't wait a damn second. Shit,
itching.
They should make another version. It's called Big Back Mountain.
Oh.
That could be really fun too.
Yeah, it's like overweight hikers.
That one can start me and Heath.
Yeah, it's me and you on a backpacking trip, just trying to lose some extra pounds, and then so stupid. Big Back Mountain is ridiculous.
I wish I could quit you.
But it's we're not looking at each other. We're looking at food. It goes back and forth. It's just we're looking at our snacks.
We're just sitting there stirring up those hot water meals.
Yeah.
Just,
I wish I could quit.
Should we just jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Let's go. Big, big mountain. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. We are the three. We are the three musketeers, and then we also have Jared too. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And welcome back to another episode of Unfiltered. We're so glad you're here, and yeah,
we're glad you're here, Zane.
Yes, I am glad too. I've never wanted to be more back in the States, just in my own bed in general, in my entire life. So. You guys don't know because I didn't post anything when I was there, but I went
to because you didn't go out.
Because I didn't go out. I was in Brazil for the past like 7 days.
Woo!
And I was very, very excited. This is one of those places that I've always wanted to go. And I knew it was gonna happen, and then it finally happened. I was like, oh shit, and we're going to Rio de Janeiro too, which is the place that I wanted to go in Brazil. I was like, fuck yeah, opportunity. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna go. I just can't wait to explore everything, and also one of my best friends, Ella, she's from Brazil. She was born there, and she talks about it all the time. So I was like, really?
She's from Brazil?
She's Portuguese. Yeah, she.
Oh, not Ella Pria.
Sorry, sorry.
Florida sorry. Friend, Ella.
Florida. Yeah,
whenever
Florida.
I say Ella, like in my head, first Ella pops up as her, so I need to reiterate.
Totally
that.
Understand. I was like, I don't know Ella Pria that well.
We've talked about Ella quite a few times on the show.
Yeah.
She was one of like my friends that like we'd gone to like trouble with, all those stories. That's her. I finally got to go. So I flew in. I text her. I'm like, oh my God, guess where I am? She was so excited, giving me all these recommendations, blah, blah, blah. This was like, we flew in day one. It was fucking pouring. The worst weather. Because we checked the weather app before, but we were told like, hey, it's like Florida. It goes in and out. I'm like, okay, like I get Florida. Florida, you get really shitty weather and then it bounces back. And then you get like really hot weather, really, really beautiful weather. I'm like, all right. And we fly in, we walk through the customs, and she's like, you're here for work or vacation? We're here for vacation. She's like, you went here on a very bad week. I was like, oh no, I know it's raining, but like it's, she's like, no, it's raining the whole
thing. Oh no.
I was like, we're screwed. We're screwed. This is going to suck. Cause like everything's outside. Like you don't do anything inside.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is going to suck. Whatever. Okay. We'll make the most out of it. Right. And so we get there. It's really, really bad weather. You don't see a lick of sunlight.
Is it hot? Like hot and rainy?
It's humid and rainy? It was humid, but it wasn't as humid as like Florida.
Okay. Okay.
So it was like, it wasn't bad. We get to our villa, beautiful villa, beautiful, beautiful. We were really excited. We stay in for the night, obviously, wake up, and we decide, oh, we're going to go check out the favelas. The favela. And if you, the favela is, it's the area. Can you fact check this? I don't want to get it wrong. And I will get it wrong. Trust me.
Even with fact check.
even after the fact check. It's a
neighborhood.
Densely populous settlements in Brazil, home to over 8% of the country's population. It's not the best structural neighborhood. These are like some shacks. Yeah. It's very low income communities, and it's a lot of people recognize this area in like movies and show a lot of films will show this area when they're filming in Brazil, just because it like looks insane. And it was, and I remember when we were there, it was like, I know they're like low income places, but it was still beautiful the way that they're able to like fit everything and make everything work. And when you're walking through these places, the fucking wires that are giving all like the energy,
the power because they're kind of like stealing the power to power the favelas.
It's a free for all.
Yes,
it's a free for all.
It is.
This is even the worst of it. These wires. All right. Now imagine you're walking through the neighborhoods, right? Like through the little streets, they're hanging down low where you have to like duck.
Live electric wires. Yeah. Just kind of.
Yeah. And dude, it was raining too. And still they were being powered. I'm like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. This shit is everywhere, and everybody has such a different lifestyle in there. It was wild. Yeah. Like it was like this everywhere. It was insane. And you can't just go anywhere in these favelas. Like we were with a tour guide and
he
and he obviously knows the in and outs. And there's like a lot of the area is off limits to tourists because they're like, it's like gang.
It's quite dangerous going deep into the favelas.
Very dangerous. We'd go in there and then he'll turn around and be like, all right, everybody put your phones down.
Yeah.
Like, no phones. Lock up your electronics. If you have zippers in your pocket, make sure zippers are up. It's just like, because these gangs know that tourists come in, so they won't like really fuck with us. But then also like, if you're in the wrong area, you will get robbed. You will get like, you know.
Yeah, because there's just like dead ends and like nooks and crannies and alleys all throughout that. It's not the most like organized street system to go through.
Yeah, so we would go through like approved areas through these favelas, and we wanted to make our way to the top because we wanted to be able to see all of the favelas from the top, right? And the higher you go, the more low income it is actually, which is weird because when you go higher up in the hills, the more expensive the houses get.
Yeah, you get like the view, right?
But in the favelas, the higher you go up, the cheaper the rent is, because you have to make your way all the way up there whenever you go.
Right. So they kind of see it as like a convenience thing. Like if you're at the bottom, it's easier in and out, like quicker,
exactly,
more convenient.
When you're bringing beds up there, when you're bringing furniture up there, if you have a spot up there, you have to bring that shit up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is like all the way up there, and it is steep. Heath, it's like Positano. Remember Positano?
Is the is it mostly walking, or is it big enough for like cars to like drive
so
through
and
get
a,
up?
They have a, they have this whole little area where you could take motorbikes. They'll take you up there. It's like a taxi system of these motorbikes for people working up there that need to get up there, that need to tourists, anything. And it was pouring, right? So we were going up on these motorbikes all the way up.
Slippery.
And it, dude, it was sketchy. But dude, you felt so safe at the same time because these guys, they do this every day. So
they know what they're doing.
Zooming up there on the hills. And it was an experience. It
kind
was
of
wild.
A vibe. That's kind of cool.
No, it was. It was. It felt like you're in like in what is it?
Okay, like a Born Identity.
Yeah,
just kind of like straight out of like a Bond film completely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they have like protection on them? Like do they have guns or weapons or anything to like
The tour guide?
Yeah.
No, but we did have security on it. So that's like a separate thing that we hired.
Okay.
We hired two security guards. One security guard was on us, and the other security guard was at the house constantly there at all times.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Obviously, we weren't like, we were told not to post live, like wherever we are.
Right.
Especially during these days, you know, it's crazy. But we had somebody with us. So we felt safe. We were good.
So in the favelas, is it strictly like housing, or are there like shops, stores, restaurants all throughout it? Is it kind of like a community, or do you just live there and then you leave to go work?
No. It's definitely a community. And the people that live there, they pretty much work there too. Because
like, are there like corner markets? Is there like, just like shopping?
Yes,
like I don't,
they have markets there. They have barbers, they have salons.
Oh,
they
cool.
Have,
cool.
They have like literally everything. I couldn't believe the amount of stores that they had inside the, like, cause when you're looking at it, you're like, oh, there's no way that there's like businesses run through here. There are, but it's like, this is everything. This is what the tour guy told me. This is everything that's, people that are in there, it's its own community. It's like it's like jail, right? It's like you work in there, you go home there, you don't really like leave there. The only people really coming through here and shopping here are either tourists or people that live there. The people that live outside the favelas, they're not usually going in there unless they're like,
okay,
you know, seeing a friend or, you know, I'm sure, whatever.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Quince. We've all been there. You're getting ready to go out, staring blankly at a closet and think, how do I have so many clothes but nothing to wear at the same time? Well, I discovered Quince and realized that a well-built wardrobe is about doing more with less. With the right pieces, you could just throw on whatever and be confident you'll look good. And that's where Quince stands out. Subtle yet sophisticated styles, premium materials at reasonable prices. Like this beautiful cashmere sweater I'm wearing right now, baby. And what's great about it is the price. And Quince has more than just clothes. Zane just bought this beautiful bed set, amazing sheets. They've got great stuff for the home and your wardrobe. I also got this cashmere polo, and I wear it way more than I thought I would. It looks good, feels expensive, and it's actually affordable. And they have high-quality everyday essentials that actually last, all backed by thousands of 4.5 to 5-star reviews, and they partner directly with top factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production by cutting out the middleman. You get the same luxury materials, just not that high price tag. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere, 100% long staple Pima cotton tees that stay soft and resist pilling, European linen bottoms and tops that are breathable and light. These versatile pieces are built for everyday wear and to make your wardrobe work year round. So if you want to check it out right now, go to quince.com/unfiltered for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it, and you will. Now available in Canada too. Don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/unfiltered for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Quince, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
So I know that there's like a rule when you travel to other countries, especially like if you're outside of the country, because our bodies just cannot handle it.
Don't drink the water,
right?
Yes.
And I was really aware of that the whole time. I was drinking water bottles. I was really focused on that. I just wasn't thinking this day. I was very excited. I wanted to try out everything. I was like, I want to dive deep into the culture. I want to just indulge, right? So we stop by this market in the favela, and it's like, it's not deep in, but it's like on the streets, on like the main street of the favela. So like the markets were like, you know, they looked good. They looked nice. So we go there. I'm starving, right? I'm hungry. And I'm like, ooh, instead of eating junk Zane, why don't you eat a little bit of fresh market fruit, right? Like, what's the worst that could happen?
And yeah, so, try some Brazilian fruit.
David grabs a banana. Ilya's grabbing he's grabbing like a peach. I grab some grapes. I'm like, I love grapes. I'm going to try the grapes here. And we pack it up and we continue our journey. And we're going through the favelas. I'm like grabbing these grapes.
Okay.
All my tech is in my pockets. The only thing in my hand are the grapes. And I don't wash them, right? I don't wash the fruit. And normally I would wash the fruit, especially even here too. But like, I just like wasn't thinking. Popping these grapes in my mouth. And I remember as I'm eating, I'm like, ooh, these are bad
spicy
grapes. They're just like not good. Like I was very, it was very underwhelming. I remember I was spitting out like 18 seeds. Every grape I was eating, I was like, this kind of stinks. But you know what? This is all I have right now. I eat all the grapes, right? And I was like, okay, we go about our day. We leave the favelas. I eat the ice cream. There's like a little ice cream shop there. I eat ice cream. They have these little empanadas. I have a bite. I was like, I'm going to wait to have.
Right after they say, I'm going to be good. Yeah, I got some grapes. Finished my grapes. Got some ice cream.
I want to have a proper meal. We also do jiu-jitsu there. So oh,
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Brazilian it's in jiu-jitsu. The name. Yeah.
Exactly. So they have us with like these kids, and these kids are teaching us how to do different tricks. Some people are like going head to head with these kids. These kids are insane. Heat.
Like, I bet.
Old? Like 8-year-olds or like
yeah,
what?
Yeah, they went from like 5 years old to about 10 years old.
That, just the kids from weapons. Just like
These kids, like they could take down like a lot of us, a lot of our age people. Like it was wild. Like I give a lot of respect to these kids, and like they could protect themselves for sure. In a time they need to. But yeah, we did that. It was really fun. We get back and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh guys, I don't feel good. And I immediately just ran up to my room. Right. And I get into bed and I'm like, started hurling. I'm like, oh my God. Oh God.
Just like, bad stomach ache.
Yeah. Just a bad stomach ache. I was like, oh, it's probably because I haven't eaten maybe. And it's getting worse and it's getting worse and it's getting really, really bad. And then it starts happening. The runs.
Oh no.
It's coming out of every hole. It's just, I'm puking. I'm pissing out of my ass and it won't stop. It won't stop. And the pain is getting worse and worse.
Mm.
And I just remember it was like for 36 hours straight.
Oh, dude, that's so bad.
I could not leave I locked my room. I could not leave there. I was sweating. A fever broke out.
That's bad.
I was pouting. I was
just you, or did anyone else like get this? Did David or Ilya?
It was just me. I think Ilya got really lucky with his little the peach that he was eating.
Because the skin was like tougher too.
I don't know. I'm not sure. The banana, he was fine because he peeled it off, right? It was like inside. Yep. I think I just got really unlucky with the grapes.
Because they were probably cleaned, but with their water.
And after I found out, apparently rainwater is very bad too.
Oh no!
So if rainwater gets on your fruit, that could like make it even worse.
That was the only thing that you ate different than everybody else?
Yes, because some people had the ice cream, some people had the empanadas. We really went down to like what did everybody eat?
Because we were
eating the same thing. The only thing that I ate, I put in my body that was outside was the I went to a gym the day before, and it was like their like Equinox in their high end area in Brazil. And I was told by the staff that it was filtered water. And that was the only thing I was drinking that nobody else drank. But like, I'm pretty sure that it was filtered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause I'm sure they have a ton of people coming in. I wouldn't expect, I feel like it'd be a big problem if that water was getting people sick.
A high-end tourist gym.
Exactly. Because I'm sure I'm not the only tourist that's like working out in that gym. So I was like, it can't be that. And I when I hit up Ella after the whole day, when I hit her up, I was like, hey, I told her the few things that I had. And I gave her the name of the gym. And she was like, Zane, it was definitely the fruit at the favela. You're not supposed to eat that and not wash. I was like, fuck. Okay. It was definitely that. I got unlucky. Remember I told you my whole constipation thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I had 3x that. Well, when I thought like it was my time, it was that I knew food poisoning was not going to kill me, but the pain
it
brought
on
my body, it was so bad. And I remember that whole day I was out. The next 2 days were our like big nights that we had in Brazil that we planned for. I couldn't make, I couldn't make.
Damn. So you just had to stay in.
And it's, you know, when the pain is so bad where you don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't care. Everyone's like, Zane, are you coming out with it? They had a shot on their hand. I was like, get the fuck out of my room. Like, please get out of here. You don't want to. Dude, my whole room I was sweating my entire bed. Like, I'd wake up from end to end.
Drenched.
The sheets, the pillowcase, the mattress, everything was soaked. I was sweating everything out. Keith, by day three, I lost everything. I lost my fat. I lost my muscle. Like, it really takes that out of you. It was like, it was wild. And I remember it got really beautiful on Saturday, and I was missing all the fucking beautiful days too.
Oh.
I was just stuck in bed. And it was crazy because my last trip was to the Philippines, and I was sick the whole time too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, somebody was out to get me. God was playing a bad fucking prank on me. I was like, this fucking sucks. I flew out to get sick. I had to go to the hospital because I was so dehydrated that I needed to, I needed an IV. So I went to the hospital and they pumped me up with like Zofran and fucking all this shit I was so scared of putting anything in my body at that point. Like there was a chef at the house that was making us food, and you know, she was cooking with like bottled water and all that. And I was just so fucking afraid. I was like, guys, I just want to go home. Like, I don't want to eat anything here, please. And like, I looked it up. I was like, can you get food poisoning twice in a row? Like, I thought it was like, when you get sick, you can't get sick twice. It's they're like, absolutely, you can get food poisoning twice. And it's much more common than you think. And I was like, guys, I don't want to eat here. Can I, I need to eat. I just don't want to do it here. And they're like saying, that's ridiculous. Like, you have to eat.
But did you end up like feeling better towards the end and like being able to like go out and explore, or?
The last day. The day we're flying out.
Did you get to see Christ the Redeemer?
No, I didn't get to. I didn't get to see fucking really anything.
Oh, buddy.
We went out the day that we flew out. Natalie went hang gliding, so I got to see her do that. We went out there and she got to do
hang gliding.
Yeah, they have hang. It's a popular thing to do in Brazil.
I would never.
Yeah,
I thought this was just something people did in the 90s with Capri Sun.
Yeah,
and people still doing this shit.
Now he said it was sketch. It was just like the guy's just like, you ready? You good to go? And like, and they run off the cliff, and it's like,
there's no ropes or attached to anything. No. You're just soaring.
You have no parachute. It's just
whatever the wind does, baby.
Whatever the wind does, wherever the wind takes you. Literally, we were told too that two Americans just died the week before.
Really?
Because the wind, because sometimes the wind will take, like, will send.
Yeah, you catch a gust and then just
it'll bring you down. And both Americans, they flew right into the water. But the impact.
No. Do you at least have like parachutes on you if like, God forbid, you need to like detach?
No parachutes.
Oh boy.
No, you are
Natalie going... wanted to do it. I mean, I know she's like skydiving certified.
She gets
now.
It from her mom, little daredevil. She's like, I want to do it.
Oh boy.
Did you see the hang glider that didn't get strapped in? It was one of these like tourist things where you like,
yes.
Old video.
You get to go. Yeah. Completely forgot to attach the clips.
Oh man.
And you're just hanging on. No. And there's no, like, bring it down quickly. If you go up, it's not like, oh, shit, all right, we'll just bring it back down and land. You are on the ride holding on until you it's over.
Yeah.
Who knows how long?
Oh, And it's crazy that they're able to, like, go around and then come back to the spot they took off at. Like, it seems like it's more of just a point A, point B situation. We'll just see where we land. That's incredible that they're able to navigate it and do a proper tour.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Imagine being on that though and having the runs.
Oh my, no, I saw this girl on my For You page like months ago. It was this girl talking about like story time, my absolute nightmare that happened on my flight. And she got food poisoning right before her 10-hour flight.
Oh,
imagine you got it the last day.
She was in that bathroom shitting, diarrheaing, puking the whole time in imagine taking up a bathroom. She said there was like two bathrooms on this. She took like one bathroom on this plane, and the entire time she was stuck in there. That's her. Yeah. Literally.
Oh no.
Literally, when they landed this plane, they removed her off first. Where everybody saw her pretty much. And they, I remember she said that there was like removed by guys in hazmat suits. Can you imagine that? How fucking mortifying that is. After all, I can't imagine, bro. That
and an
whole
airplane toilet too. I where can't it's imagine just like, there's being no water stuck in it as well, like and you're just like, oh, having to deal with that.
No, you're right though. Thank God it happened in the beginning of the trip than in the end of the trip.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. So I do thank God for that.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Mint Mobile. Are you one of those weirdos that likes your money? Do you want more of it? Well, unfortunately, those big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, well, make the switch to Mint Mobile and get 3 months of premium wireless for only $15 a month. Stop overpaying for wireless just because it's the norm. Mint was built to change that. With premium plans starting at just $15 a month, you get high-speed data plus unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your own phone and current number, activate in minutes with eSIM, and skip the contracts and hassle. Listen, don't be dumb like me and get roped into a traditional wireless plan. It hurts so much knowing what I could be saving right now, but I'm stuck, so don't make that same mistake. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/Heath. That's mintmobile.com/Heath. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Thank you, Mint Mobile, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
But that last day, Heath, I felt amazing. I was like, what? I feel like we just landed here. And I can't wait to have this wonderful trip. This wonderful week in Brazil, and we were fucking leaving.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
It stung.
Would you go back now having learned your lesson, or do you feel like you're a little, like, emotionally, or just, ugh?
I remember telling myself, like, I don't think I could ever go to the Philippines again because of, I just correlate this with
how bad of an experience you had. It's just, like, a little traumatic.
A little traumatic, and I don't know. I don't know if I could go back.
Was that your first time in South America, like, proper?
I mean, Mexico. Oh, no, wait. No. That's a north. No. Woo. Nope. Yeah, that is my first time in South America proper. Yes.
Yeah. I've never been to South America either.
I'm thinking in the whole. Yes. My first time in South America. Yeah, for sure.
But okay. I know you did not get to see Christ the Redeemer like up close, but did you get to see it from a distance?
Through the fog. Oh, barely.
Just.
Much smaller. Much smaller than you would expect. Yes, I thought because the way they put it out on and also the way they like fly these drones over the, you would think
it's
that
a little
this
larger
is
than
massive.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is one, it's not an ancient wonder of the world. It's like one of the modern wonders of the world, I believe.
Oh, it's
like it's, you've seen Petra, right?
Yeah.
And now you've technically have seen Christ the Redeemer. Yeah, you're on a roll right now.
Two? Have I seen two? I think I've seen three. Oh, the pyramids. I've seen
in the
three.
Pyramids. That's an ancient wonder of the world.
Yeah.
That's actually
it looks
like really rare to get to like see. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't it look huge when you look at it through pictures?
Yeah.
But is it like, is the Statue of Liberty bigger than that?
I'm pretty sure the Statue of Liberty is bigger than that.
Because it's just the vantage point it has. It looks like it's truly larger than life.
98 feet is pretty tall, though.
Yeah, it's about a 10-story building.
Okay.
A lot of them did a helicopter ride when I was dying in bed. They were even taking videos from the helicopter, and it looked tiny.
Oh, interesting. Is kind of small. Yeah, I thought that was like way...
That's how small it looks when you're in the car.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you're in the car and you see it, you're like, oh, wow, that's... small.
Okay.
So definitely when you're in Brazil, you have to go see it. Like you have to go
that's
up to it.
Yeah,
see
that's
it.
Yeah, like
it's a must see.
Oh yeah, it is a little, that is way smaller than what I thought.
And you know, obviously they got to, last time they went to Brazil, they got to go inside the statue, which
crazy.
I would love to do that.
When I saw that, I didn't know there was an inside. I thought it was just straight rock.
Oh, like the Statue of Liberty where you can go inside and go
I didn't
head.
Know you could go up in it like that. So when I saw they did that, I was like, I thought it was a solid
thing. I don't think
a
lot of people get to do that.
It's like a really rare booked experience to do
it. Yeah, I think it was expensive for them to do that.
Can people, I don't think you can go up in the Statue of Liberty anymore.
No, not anymore.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Why?
I don't know if it's like, a post-COVID thing. I remember there was like a post-9/11 thing.
Oh,
you couldn't even go to Liberty
Island
to go see it. And then it was like you can go on the island and walk around it. Oh, it's safety risks, structural damage, because it's old. Like, I mean, hell, it's from the 1900s.
I mean, one day it has to just collapse, right?
Mm, it's copper.
It's so crazy that the color of that is because of the rust.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
I know. Mm-hmm. It used to be, you know, at least very bronzy looking.
Don't you think now they would clean it up? Just be like, all right, let's give it a big buff.
Put a bunch of vinegar on it and just like,
hit it with some Brillo pads.
It's part of its charm, I guess.
I can't even imagine it fucking bronze. That's so, like, when you think of Statue of Liberty, you think green.
Yeah.
Green. Like, tree green.
I think over time, was it only like a couple of, like, 10 years, it was truly bronze, and has been green since then. You think, like, they didn't think of that? Or they knew it was going to go green? They were like, oh, shit, it's going green.
It's looking a little funny.
They honestly probably thought they would keep up with it, like, keep cleaning it, and they probably did until they didn't.
Right. Because, like, I know you can take, like, a little penny that's turned green and make a little concoction.
Bring it back, yeah.
Is it weird to, I mean, is it? Yeah, is it weird to just replace it?
No,
like,
we should
make a new
it's
one.
It's historic.
I know, I get it, I understand it, but I feel like I don't know.
Trump will probably do it. It'll be him. It'll be called the Trump Statue of Liberty. I'm surprised he hasn't considered it.
They would replace it, but they replace it with him. Yeah.
So I guess they made it out of bronze or copper because it's easy to. It's malleable, so they're able to, like, make the folds in, like, the.
Right.
Toga and stuff.
No, you know what we're going to get in 10 years, guys? It's going to be a virtual. So it's going to go from the Statue of Liberty to, like, the fucking...
It's going to change. Yeah.
And then you can book it with ads, and then one day you can see, like, a...
You can see Mr. Clean up there.
Yeah, fucking Planet Fitness promo where it's, like, a guy like that, and then...
What is she holding in her hand? Is it the
torch?
I know.
It's the Constitution.
It's the Constitution, right?
Yeah,
it's not the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
It's just a tablet.
It's a tablet with
July 4th,
1776.
Okay, that's a good trivia question, because sometimes I'm like, what is she holding?
That is a good trivia question.
Did you ever know, like, Abraham Lincoln, when you go to the Lincoln Memorial in D.C., when he's, like, sitting in the chair, you know, you see it on the penny, he's having, in one hand, he's doing an A, and the other one's an L, in, like, sign language.
No way.
So it's Abraham Lincoln in his hands.
Oh, that's
really
sick.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Fun fact. Like,
that is
next time you go up to the Lincoln Memorial, which I think is my favorite thing in DC is
why did they do that on him?
Abraham Lincoln?
No. Like, you're saying in sign language. Like, why? Like, was there, like, a...
Oh, I don't know if he had, like, had a connection with the deaf community.
Like, was he deaf?
It's just like a
I
think it's just like a subtle little Easter egg to the statue.
Just have some fun.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And he actually is sitting here like this.
Yeah.
Middle fingers.
Okay. There is meaning to this, guys. Abraham Lincoln had significant foundational connection to deaf culture. On April 8, 1864, he signed a charter authorized by Congress allowing the Columbia Institution for the Deaf and Dumb and the Blind.
I don't think that would work now.
To grant collegiate degrees. Wow. Okay, so there is meaning behind that.
I cannot believe it was called the Deaf and Dumb and Blind. Yeah. That's insane.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Oh, I got to do one more thing. I completely forgot. We got to go to a soccer game.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool. That would be fun.
And it was just like, it wasn't like a crazy soccer game, but for them it was.
Brazil versus who?
Brazil versus, I forget.
It's okay.
It was, honestly, if you could definitely look it up.
Was it another South American team?
Yes. Okay. It was like within South
America.
Could
have been Peru or Argentina. Yeah.
And it was, bro, it was electric. It was insane.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine the energy in the stands.
Because they have those little, like,
vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas? Is that Brazilian or is that, like, maybe Spanish? I can't remember. I just remember for one World Cup.
It was crazy. South Africa.
Oh, take it back.
We got there, and this was another area where our tour guide was like, all right, when we get there, you have to run. Like, you need to get straight to security because you don't want to be out here. Like,
wow.
You know, SoFi Stadium, you know that outside area right before you get into it? It was like that area where he was just like, go.
Yeah.
And so we get in. We all get in. We're like, where's John?
Oh,
was
no.
Like, where's John? And he They have a face recognition thing where they take very seriously. It's like the passport, like, you know, like how they have it in for passports and airports.
Yeah.
They have it for that now. And they were not letting fucking John in. And our tour guide was screaming at these people. And they were going at it, guys, for about 30, 45 minutes.
No
and they
way.
Were not letting him in. He was like showing them like his passport, his information. And they just would not let him in. And nobody could leave or you wouldn't get back in. They have a policy. If you leave, you can't get back in. And we were like, okay, we got to go. And then he was like, no, I'm going to make this work. And he just kept fighting with them. And apparently they close the venue if you're not there in time. Like venue just is closed. And we were worried because John was just stuck out there.
Damn.
And they were not letting him in. It's
what was the reasoning? Did they like not believe he was who he said he was?
So I think his face just likes to morph at different times.
Ambiguous.
Because he also got stopped at the airport. The airport, when we were flying back, it wasn't recognizing his face.
It was like a post Zila transformation.
Like, I'm not sure. It just was not recognizing his face. And his picture looks just like him. Like the picture weird. That he used to like to send into the government. It's the same.
What color are his eyes?
I don't know, but like, dude,
because Mariah, like her face for like clear sometimes doesn't work and she has to do the fingerprint because she has like hazel eyes. I guess it's harder to read
on
the face recognition, like and the eyes. Like it will 9 times out of 10 not work for her.
Oh, weird.
And she has to scan finger.
I'm worried about my mustache. My passport photo is me with a mustache.
Zane's is with pink hair. Don't worry. I think you're all right.
Good. I don't know. I always look at me like time. Double. They go, shaved it? I'm like, yeah, I did. I didn't know what I was thinking.
It was a phase.
Yeah.
And when you're in the state, so, you know, we finally got in and he was so adamant about getting there on time. And we're like, it's fine. Like, we have seats, right? Because we're all booked. We get in. It is a fucking free-for-all. It's like, dude, it's backed up all the way to, you know, that little tunnel before you get outside to get your seats.
Yeah.
Fucking packed. Everyone is just sitting wherever they want. And we're going through the crowd and we just find these empty, like little scattered seats at the top, not our seats. We get in there. Everyone is just smoking weed.
Whoa.
It's like, there is no
rules.
Can
you drink beer? Like in your seat?
Yeah, cool. You can do anything. You do it. It's like, the guy in front of just smoking weed. I was like, oh, he's about to get stopped. But security's walking up.
Security's like, can I get a hit? Yeah. Like, hey, enjoy the game.
This dude is in front of me he's fucking lit. And I'm starting to get high. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is insane. It's like, because usually they're super, like, it's crazy how strict they are in the front. But once you're inside, baby, it's party time.
Whoa,
that's
so
crazy.
I watched this game high.
Okay.
Second hand high.
And the second hand high was real too. It was fucking wild. So we did that. That was like my one night like out, which was like the first night. So I got to enjoy that. I at least got to got to be within the.
Yeah.
And then we got to eat Subway that night.
Oh, treat yourself.
They have great Subway.
Oh, real quick. Very speaking good. Of Subway, did you know that a foot long is not a one person meal? Have you seen them trying to defend the fact that, like, dude, we never said a foot long is to eat for yourself. It's supposed to be something you split. Because everybody, like, people were like going off, and there was this huge thing that had to come out and be like, this is the person that runs Subway was like, you would never say a pizza is a one person meal. Nobody eats a pizza by themselves.
Valid.
Like, same thing with Subway.
A
foot long is not.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same
as a foot sub. Foot long sub.
So now they market it as a two-person meal.
Oh, interesting. But I mean, they usually sell you on the 6-inch, and then if you want to feel bigger, it's not like a regular, the footlong is not the regular. Jersey Mike's, it's regular and then giant. And giant, you know that that's like...
Wasn't Jared eating a footlong every time he ate? Like, yeah, that's how they fucking promoted it.
I mean, it depends how hungry you are, but like, yeah...
But then we found out he was not only eating subs.
No.
That is crazy. Like, just gaslighting the fuck out of us.
Yeah.
Making us think that we're fucking crazy.
Oh, you guys were eating a whole foot long that whole time?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's...
All right, brief break for our sponsor, DraftKings Casino. Listen, y'all, when the group chat's dead and your usual go-tos just aren't cutting it, switch it up. DraftKings Casino is putting the power in your hands with new exclusive flex spins. There are 100 million flex spins up for grabs, and you choose how to use your share across 100-plus slots. It's your play, your way. Head to the app to play for your daily share of 100 million flex spins now through March 29th. The crown is yours in partnership with DraftKings Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. One reward per day. Reward amount and claim or play requirements vary daily. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable flex spins for choice of select games that expire in 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends March 29th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, DraftKings Casino, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you guys see like this whole trend now of CEOs like filming trying their own food because the McDonald's CEO, or was it the president? I think it was the CEO. He ate their new, what is it called, the Arch Burger?
And he took a little Squidward bite.
He's eating it like he's a freaking alien. He's never ate his, and he calls it a product.
Yeah.
Like he goes, this is one of our best products that we've ever put out. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You could see him spit it into the napkin, like casually. He goes to wipe his mouth after taking the bite, and he goes like this.
But I love like, that it started a trend of like
CEO,
all of
is like
the
every,
CEOs. Because actually, like I think the Burger King guy like ate his, and it seemed like a guy who like eats the burgers and enjoys it. Like, who thought this was a good idea?
Do you think this had to have got sent to a team before uploading? Right,
100% Like, yeah, they had to have been like, oh, this would be great to have him like try the product, thinking it would be a good idea. But then when they got the footage back, I would have been like, let's not release this. This looks really weird.
The concept is great. The execution, just kill it.
Was it like the team, they like kind of Sydney Sweeney did there for American Eagle. They were kind of like, this is going to get some.
But it made me want to try the burger. It kind of did.
Okay.
It did work, but it made me realize, but get a new CEO.
Yeah. Let's get someone new front facing.
Oh yeah. What if like the CMO wanted to become CEO and they were like, you know what we should do? How about you try the burger?
Yeah. This video is good.
And now it just kind of opens
It'll crush.
Yeah.
You put it in the CEO chat and everyone is like, oh no, that's good. You should post that.
Yes.
That's
maybe funny. It was all just like a coup inside to get a new CEO.
Hey, that's what I would do if I was trying to get his position.
Right.
You know? Let's make room for a new one.
Not the McDonald's regime change. Like, that's fucking crazy.
What is so special about this burger, though? This is not an ad. It looks like there's more kind of sesame stuff going on the top.
That bun looks good.
I do want to know what's in the arch burger that makes it so good.
It gives, when you eat it, it gives you that arch.
A 2-quarter pound beef patties. 3 slices of white cheddar, crispy onions, and a tangy new sauce. All right, I'm all about a tangy new sauce. And a sesame poppy seed bun. But this big arch sauce, I got to try that. Because I also like the nugget sauce. Could we bring back the McNugget sauce? Because sometimes they don't have that there sometimes. And sometimes I'm craving. I want to dip my fries in it. The McNugget sauce
guys,
is good.
Guys, why don't they have a... And I know this might be like dumb, but... You know how like McDonald's burgers are just very like, you know, they're McDonald's burgers. Like we all know what it is. The Slim Patty and all that. They should make like the McDonald's premium or the McDonald's like gourmet.
Give me a McDonald's smash burger.
Where it feels like a little homemade.
A little bit more elevated. They do have like one that is a little bit more like deluxe. It's not the Big Mac, it's not the quarter pounder, it's this other one that is a little nicer.
They have it?
I believe so. Remember there was like the Angus beef one too that was big in like the 2000s?
Where it just makes you feel like when you're eating, you're like, oh, this feels like I'm at a barbecue.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Gourmet adjacent burger.
Adjacent.
Okay, so the big arch burger is that gourmet adjacent.
So this is it, Zane. Oh, your time has come.
Wow. God, it's like they're listening in the future.
But that's why I do like Burger King sometimes, even though I never have it. I'm saying this, like Burger King tastes like it was truly on a grill. You know, because flame broiled. It really does taste like that. I just think the Whopper, though, it should be automatic that it has cheese. It's a true hamburger, is like Whataburgers.
Yeah.
Or Burger King's whole thing. Because like, oh, do you want to add cheese? Of course I want fucking cheese.
Yeah.
They don't come standard with cheese?
No, you have to add cheese unless, yeah, it's like a Whopper with cheese. Yep.
That's weird. Like, I feel like normally I have to go without cheese, which is normal because like most people have cheese on their
yeah,
burgers.
You're the odd man out.
I'm the odd man now, exactly, which I don't mind saying no cheese.
Yeah, like a standard, when you look at like the Burger King menu, the Whopper always doesn't have cheese on it, like, or never has cheese.
That, like, I want McDonald's to come out with a burger that looks like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, have a little bit of like, oh.
Oh.
Yikes.
I know. Oh, there's Joe.
I know. This is the face. We need a new face. This is what we're talking about.
Okay, quick question. Is the bun that's in the middle, is it a bottom bun or is it just its own type of like?
I think it's a bottom bun.
Toast.
No, it's its own type of bun. Because it's like, there's no bottom and there's no top.
It's like a piece of bread.
Correct.
Like a cut piece of bread. There is no top or bottom.
They have Big Mac middle buns, I believe, in there.
Give me a burger with that on top and bottom.
Okay.
Give me like Texas toast style.
I don't know who wants another slice of bread in the middle of their burger. I never understood that.
It's a lot
of
hungry people.
I just don't understand. Like, I'd rather have more like ingredients in there. Like, put some fries in there.
That's what I'm
put something else in there. Why am I getting another fucking sliver of bun? I'll get more buns if I want. I'll get an extra order of buns if I want to put a bun inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, that looks fun.
That looks good.
Do you guys like sliced bread like that?
Yeah, Texas toast, like a patty, like, a proper patty melt. Oh yeah, the patty melts at like Whataburger. Absolutely.
You know,
when at Whataburger, I do the sweet and spicy, and then I sub for Texas toast bun.
Ooh, love that. I never think about doing that.
Yeah, it was bad. I've gained 25 pounds since Tony was born.
Oh, Heath.
Heath, no, don't worry. It's a baby fat. Don't worry.
Baby fat. You look fine.
Baby fat. You're good.
No, I'm like distraught right now. I am so mortified and upset with myself. Dude, it's crazy. I kept it off for so long and then just it. Dude, I can't stand, like, it takes so long to cook a meal, like 45 minutes to cook a meal, 6 minutes to eat it. And then you're cleaning for 30 minutes after.
Mm-hmm. You got, like, I'm guys, like, you guys are like dealing with a lot right now. Like, dude,
so
he's a
it's
handful.
Just so easy to run out and just pick something up, fast food, and then it comes back quick, you know.
Yeah.
And fat cells regrow.
Or Heath, I mean, look, I mean, you're gonna hate this idea. You're saving a lot of money out there right now. Why don't you take that money that like you're saving and get yourself like a chef that comes over, cooks you guys like once a week, makes a ton of meals for you guys, and it's good. You know, it feels good.
So this is me putting, I know you're not supposed to like say it out loud. You know, when you like have a goal, you set it for yourself. You're supposed to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like, I'm holding myself accountable and responsible. I'm losing the weight. I'm getting healthy again.
Does it start today? Is this like a promise?
The party ends tomorrow.
I like that.
No, I started yesterday. I found this spot that does like meal prep by me.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And it's got all the calories, all the macros and everything. So I just picked some stuff up yesterday and we're getting back on track.
You just have to find somebody that like just cooks the way you like it. Like I found some guy, he's great. It tastes really good. And you just want to find someone that like delivers every few days. Cause a lot of those meal prep thing, they do like once a week. And it's like,
do you know what NutriShop is?
Is this like a big chain?
Yeah, it looks like a GNC. Is it like a GNC GNC?
Yeah, it's like a vitamin shop type spot. They stock a fridge every day with meal prep.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
So you could just run in and pick it up, and they're a lot cheaper than a lot of other places.
Is it good, though?
Dude, I had the cheeseburger mac and cheese. Dude, but it was healthy. It was like low-cal, high protein, and it was like a healthier version. so that's it. They just have that whole fridge stocked with meal prep. So I just grabbed a few of those.
That's good.
I like it that.
It's not cheap, but it's cheaper than like going to a restaurant. It's $10 a meal and it's all super, super clean.
As long as when you heat it up or like you heat it up in your pan, it's not that dry fucking meal prep feeling, you know? Like
don't care about the flavor and taste of things. I just want the food. Right.
Oh, really?
Like it's right now. It's just convenience.
Yeah.
Oh, you see that? No, for me, it's very important.
I just want what I'm craving.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. Needs to be
things.
Good. Yeah. It needs to make me feel like, oh, I'm having fun eating this and I'm enjoying it, where I'm not going to want to go to something else after. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Right now, I just want food in me. Like, I'm just like, fuck. I get hungry. I'm like, I just need to eat. So that's why I was like, all right, just, all right, Whataburger,
so
Chick-fil-A.
So you're disciplining yourself in a way where it's like, don't look at it as something you're enjoying. Look at it as fuel. Like, don't. Yeah. It's like phases that we have. Like, when you're like gaining weight, losing weight, like, how do you want to do it? The way
and I'm gonna
food.
Do it slow this time. I think I hit it way too aggressively and too hard when I lost the weight because I just like didn't want to step foot in the gym. I was just like, I can't do this. But we're gonna work our way.
Are you gonna start slow where you're only gonna do eat better and then you'll like work into like working out, or is it more just focus on the food?
We've just been going on walks and stuff.
Yeah,
we just try to take Tony out every day.
Just like just move around.
Get the body going.
It's also better for your fucking hips and shit. You don't want to be like sitting around all day, which you want to especially when you're like taking care of a baby. I'm sure like 24 hours a day. But as long as you get those hips moving,
yep,
dude. Even just like my grandparents, like because they're not moving anymore, they're just fucking locked up.
It's like it's like a German Shepherd with hip dysplasia.
Yeah, it's just like it stinks. It stinks, and it's like you just got to keep your body moving, especially the older you get.
All right, brief timeout for this episode's sponsor, SeatGeek. All right, now that winter is finally over, are you dying to get outside and do something? I know I am. Just anything. Well, spring festivities are just around the corner, and you can bet SeatGeek has the ticket. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads, and they've got a ton of options like concerts, sports, festivals. With over 70,000 events listed, there's something for everyone. If you're in LA like me, the World Cup is coming. June 12th is USA versus Paraguay, so you might want to keep an eye on those tickets before they're gone. And there's so many stars going on tour right now. Grab tickets for artists like Bruno Mars, Zara Larsson, Zach Brown, and so many more. I love that SeatGeek makes it easy to feel confident in my choice. Each ticket gets a score from 1 to 10, so I can easily, quickly spot the best value. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. Whenever I'm looking for event tickets, I choose SeatGeek. Concert season is right around the corner. To make it even better, you can use code UNFILTERED2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. Again, that's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2026. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
Do we want to do Florida Man?
Yes! Let's hear it. Florida Man!
I feel like you guys might have seen it because it's everywhere right now. If you haven't, you're going to have the same reaction to when I first saw it.
Oh,
okay, Jared, pull that shit up. There's this guy in Florida that supposedly went underwater.
I saw this.
for 3 days because these dolphins singled him out and asked him to come down underwater and build a city for them.
What?
And they helped him breathe underwater through these like air bubble pockets. And
he said he was abducted by dolphins.
Yes.
He was kidnapped by dolphins.
Leader's name was Gerald.
Uh-oh.
And basically they communicated through telekinesis. What happened?
It's fake. Before you continue.
It just came out fake. Well, I mean, obviously it's fake. But
no, yeah, obviously it's fake, but I think the story is fake. They're saying the Palm Beach Post reported that fact checkers and law enforcement had confirmed that the story was not true.
It was a satirical post on the Facebook page,
They're doing so many of those because they know they fucking get people. They get them. God damn it.
And it was in Sanibel, though. I love Sanibel.
Sanibel! I used to go there every year. That's where my mom got remarried.
So yeah, the original post, which did include hashtags suggesting it was satirical, added that the man was barefoot and severely sunburned, and told police that he was taken 40 feet below the surface of the water by dolphins who were led by a foreman named Gerald.
Or hear me out. Maybe it is real, and they have to put out that it's satire because they don't want the public knowing
that there's an underwater city.
And that dolphins are really highly intelligent.
Yes, Heath. Yes. We should wear tinfoil hats for one episode.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
That would be sick.
I blame the fucking news because this link that I linked in the run of show was from a news channel that was reporting on the story.
And then they probably retracted it.
And then they had to retract it. So I blame the fucking news for not fact checking.
I feel like these media outlets should be fucking penalized when they put out, the fact that they, and I know they're run like by humans just like us. Like, it's just like us. We see something, we believe it, and then we fucking say it. But the thing is that we're not a reliable news source. You are a reliable news source.
We're not sitting here making billions of dollars
on
cable television.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to be fined, penalized, and killed. Guillotine.
Public execution.
Exactly. And we all get to see it. And you post that.
But did you see that there was a rocket underground?
No. Hidden rocket under
this
swamp.
Is pretty crazy. This was just discovered in Florida. Jared, do you have the
oh yeah.
Oh nice. Yes.
It's up.
So they're in these like bridge pillars, and there's this massive rocket. Wait, whoa.
Shut the fuck up.
And that looks like a real space rocket underneath.
Wait, what?
It was from the Cold War.
Whoa.
How was
just
that
like
not
abandoned?
Is it like inactive?
Yeah. So it was these silos that they placed in Florida like around kind of like the Cuban Missile Crisis, just in case they ever had to fire it off. Now, a lot of these rockets were decommissioned and taken out of the ground, but this one must have just slipped through the cracks.
Oh, how does that slip through the cracks? Yeah, rocket?
How the fuck has nobody seen that yet or been removed? Dude, you know what I would do if I found that? I would not post that yet. Well, I'm a fucking April Fool's Day. I would go grab like just machines that we just need light. I would get like red lights. I would go down there. I'd just like tape it to the bottom and then go back and refilm it like active rocket. Freak everyone out. Oh my God. They're about to blow up Florida.
Uh-huh.
It's a nuke.
Wow. Just, what a rush that had to have been finding that.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
This post says they hiked 7 miles into the Everglades, which might explain why it was kind of forgotten about.
Dude, just think about how much other shit out there is hidden like this that just isn't discovered yet.
Yeah.
Aren't there like active mines still out there?
Yeah, a ton.
Like,
yes, in a lot of other countries there are. I don't know how many active mines are in the United States. But I do know that sometimes they like will find bombs in certain areas, like I don't know, excavating things or like building stuff. I know, and I even know in London too, they find them a lot too.
Imagine a bomb from like 1930 killing you.
That's how you.
Would
go.
You say would you say that you died in the war? I think so.
It technically would be a
casualty,
like some dude in the 1930s got your ass.
You going up to heaven?
Who built that mine? That was me.
Damn, that shit still worked. Woo! I put that down there 100 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy with like landmines. Like they didn't think like, oh yeah, maybe in the future this will be a problem for just kids running around in a field.
I saw this, Jared. This is crazy.
Like Vietnam, like
the booby traps?
Still, booby traps, like still active. All the torture methods of torture and stuff. Oh gosh,
insane.
Yeah, this is from like a museum in Vietnam, and the guide is like explaining all of the different traps, and it is sickening what the human mind can think of.
Yeah. Have you seen this, Matt?
Yes, I've seen clips. Sometimes I can only handle like a bit of it because it just makes
dude, can you imagine? Oh God, just falling through that.
Yeah, some of them are pretty gnarly.
Like, these motherfuckers were Jigsaw. These motherfuckers were putting people in traps and they were enjoying
That's crazy because you literally couldn't get pulled out.
Yeah, no, you're fucked.
This is the type of place your family would take you to on a family vacation while you're getting ghosted. You're just looking at all this stuff like... oh my gosh. It makes...
Imagine being stuck there and then they have to like dig you out.
Yeah, dude.
The amount of time that would take for them to have to dig that shit out. Oh my god. Oh, just Home Alone-ing it.
Yeah.
They should do a Home Alone, a new Home Alone movie, but it's this.
Yeah, just it's Vietnam just like the war walking, the, traps.
The horror version.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god.
Hopefully those are those spikes at least made out of rubber? Like what if he just like slipped and fell? Like oops, like in I front know. Of all these people giving these tours.
Oh, and then put a little curve on that so it gets everything, your whole gooch when it comes down.
The whole gooch.
Oh my god.
Okay, what war was more pointless? Vietnam or Iran?
It's up there.
I've been nervous because Patricia and I were going to China in like a few days. And just because there's all this like global conflict, you're going to a whole different like country that operates under a whole different system. I've been like nervous having to keep up with the news and stuff. But there's apparently China's like been staying out of it. So we're all fine. And actually, when you're in China, it's actually really, really safe. I've had like friends there who are like, dude... you're fine. Stuff does not go down in China.
Like when they're visiting there or people that live there?
They live there. My friends who live there.
Oh, okay.
But I've just been like so anxious about it because you need a visa to go to China if you're staying there for longer than 10 days. But they have a way of not having a visa, but you have to come from America, but you have to leave China and go to a different country. You cannot come back to America. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like why?
I know. It's a really weird like loophole. But just it's frustrating because like the Delta app and everything's like you need a visa, but they don't understand that we're doing this alternate way of going there.
Oh, you're going to China. I forgot.
Yes. We're going to China. We're going Shanghai and Beijing. And then we're going to Seoul for just one night and then
you've
coming back.
You've been to China before.
No, I've never been.
With all that Mandarin you've been learning, you've never been to China?
It never happened because Vine was popping off right after college. I thought I was going to go. And then I had to get a big boy job and just... It never happened for me.
You know what? Vine did really fuck up our plans for a little bit, huh?
It did.
All of our little plans that we had. You know, it's...
I can't believe you haven't been there. I don't know why this whole time I thought you...
You've been to China multiple times,
No, I just haven't. And because then it was like I wanted to go right before COVID and then COVID happened. And then it was just like these years of it not really...
You better be getting that content out there. We'll be expecting that.
Absolutely. But there's also, you have to get like VPNs. You have to get all these different
types of
apps. Everything
is run through their own apps and shit, right?
Their social media is different.
Are you just going to hold content until you get back?
No. I think you can post and everything from it. I mean, I've seen tons of people who make content on it.
I thought VPNs can't even you can't even bypass that in China because their shit is so... You can. Oh, I didn't think you could do that.
No, it's fine. It's allowed.
Oh, so people that live there, they're doing VPNs
to get
on. Yeah,
you can post my friends in China like, post all the time. Like people when they're visiting
are
posting.
I thought they were super strict with that out there. That's what a girl that I know that's actually moved back to China, she was telling me that everything is run through like one app and it's like very strict out there.
Maybe if you're like a citizen, it's a little different, but if you're like a proper tourist who needs to have like connection back to your home country, I think they're a little lax on it.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I am really pumped for it. But just that visa thing, it's just been making me anxious because you have to, right when you get to the gate agent, you have to show everywhere you're staying. They have to calculate the hours, make sure you're like satisfying it. And it's just like, I'm just so nervous if God forbid it doesn't meet the requirement. Though I've double checked it. I posted it like on Reddit where people are discussing all of this. It's just...
Dude, Reddit is great for shit like that.
Yeah.
Like just to kind of figure it out. What are the few places that you're excited to go or do?
Shanghai and Beijing. I mean, we're doing the classic seeing the metropolis that is Shanghai and going to Beijing and seeing the Great Wall.
Are you
going
to ride on the hanging train? They have like hanging train.
That's in Chongqing, like the one that like goes through a building
stuff.
I saw that. That's another city. People always say like, dude, 10 days isn't even enough to see what China is. And you're going to want to continue to go back. But this just feels like we're doing a classic seeing all the the hanging train. Cool. That's really big.
That's so sick.
It's like a roller coaster.
It is like the hanging suspended roller coaster. I love it.
But I love traveling and like figuring it out and like figuring out the plan of what you're going to do. It's just, I don't know. It's exciting. It's refreshing. We're staying at a great hotel that's like right by the Pearl Tower, that red ball one.
Oh, their buildings are so beautiful.
Like,
look at that.
That's basically going to be the view from our hotel room. I'm really fired up. I'm treating myself like big time for this because this has been a trip I've been dying to do. So get ready for all the stories and everything when we finally come back.
And we want to see the content only in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Because you have to, post for the people out there too.
Yeah, I got
to
be posting on Red Note and everything.
Red Note.
Dude, that looks so pretty. I'm really jealous, Matt. That's going to be awesome.
I'll let y'all know how it is, man.
Do you have like a full itinerary?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are you going to see the Great Wall?
Yeah, we're seeing the Great Wall.
Nice.
And they say like when you go to Beijing, you should really see the Great Wall on your last day. Don't do it as your first thing because you'll be like kind of tired and pooped out from doing it. It could kind of affect the rest of your trip.
Oh, because getting there is a hassle?
Yeah, and like walking it and stuff. It depends how like long you want to walk. I'm not like interested in like, we need to go on this massive trek down the Great Wall.
If I were to go, I would just walk like a few hundred feet, walk back and be like, I walked it.
Yeah.
You should walk the whole thing.
I think that there's like, you can take little little slides all the way down and stuff. They have these gondolas and...
I still think it's insane that it's that fucking long. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. That is truly a wonder of the world.
Like, it really is. It is. But I'll let y'all know how it goes.
Like, to me, that doesn't match some of the other wonders. Like that,
like you think
that
that's
is
better?
A wonder, because you're sitting there wondering how the fuck was that built. Like, to me, that's what a wonder is.
Yeah.
The pyramids, we all wonder how the fuck that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
what's the total miles of the Great Wall again?
But I got 13,000 miles. Over
13,000.
13,000 miles.
Back and forth across the United States multiple times.
Yeah, almost five times. That's back and forth of the United States.
That's crazy.
It's so fucking... So
yeah, we're going to Mutinya, or what is it?
This one?
Yeah, that's the one we're going to.
Less crowded section.
Yeah, less crowded.
All right.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. What are you excited to eat out there?
Some xiaolongbao, some like soup dumplings. Fuck yeah. I really like, and I think hot pot's really big out there too. So yeah. Definitely gonna be doing some of that.
You know, I don't think I've ever had like good hot pot.
Good hot pot. You gotta go to Haidi Lao. Did you guys go?
I've been to like places where like cheap places that would have that, and I remember eating. I was just like, I feel like there's better. I feel like there like. They make really good.
I like Haidi Lao. That's over in Century City, and it's like really popular in China. But
it's called Haidi Lao.
Haidi Lao.
Okay, all right.
Hot pot. And they have like robots that come like deliver you like drinks and stuff. You pick your broth. So like a little Tom Yum broth. They have a little tomato based broth, and it's just so good. Tons of veggies and everything.
Oh fuck yeah!
Can you get like what we know as Chinese food out there, and just let me know how Americanized ours is?
Yes, I'll
and
let
like,
you know
if it's anywhere like. Try like a General Tso's chicken.
Yeah.
Because I need to, like, I want to see what, like, their real deal is like.
100%, I'll let you know.
Their big thing is, nope, that's not.
What?
Pho. That's
pho?
Vietnamese.
That's Vietnamese. I do love pho.
What's their, like, soup?
Their like wonton soup, miso soup? Or no, miso's
no,
Japanese.
Miso's Japanese.
Wonton.
Wonton, that's their, like, main like, kind of broth dish.
Egg drop soup, yeah, that's another soup.
I love egg drop soup.
I love wonton soup too.
Egg drop, is it just like a egg? Like one egg in it?
Yeah, they like kind of crack an egg into it and it adds like the broth and stuff.
And it's got like the stringiness of like the egg that like goes through it.
Oh.
So good. Do you guys use Apple Maps or Google Maps?
Apple. The one that's on our phone.
Right. I use Apple.
That's Apple.
I can't do Google.
Okay, cool. I feel like some people are like huge loyalists to Google Maps sometimes.
Well, I see a lot of Uber drivers like to use
Google Maps
and like, maybe it's like a, it's, I think it depends on your car too.
Right.
Cause so, I think some cars take Google Maps maybe better. Like when you like link it to your car.
But like I do like Apple CarPlay and I love just the integration of the Apple Maps with like, it's just.
Right.
To me, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
I like Waze when, I use Waze actually pretty often.
I only use Waze when I need to figure out the next day what time I should leave for something. That's the only
time
I use
Waze. You could do that. You could do that on Apple.
I know you could do that on Apple, but I trust Waze for that.
Waze is great for rush hour in just LA, where you just don't want to get on the highway and you want to find a quick way to navigate the hills.
Waze, what I don't like about Waze is that Waze will, it will take you the fastest, right? But it will take you through side streets and shit.
Sometimes I like to, I want to see some houses.
But it'll make you take all these left turns on busy streets.
Yes. And you got to pay attention. Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate that.
No. Dude, when you take Waze, it'll make you cross an intersection that is fully bumper to bumper traffic that you can't get across.
But like, it's the faster route.
Yeah, it is the fastest route to cut through. But good luck waiting for an opening coming this way and going that way to shoot straight across.
It's too stressful. It's the anxiety. I can't do it.
But yeah, no, I like my Apple Maps.
I learned something interesting because it was St. Patrick's Day and I was hanging out with just some Irish people. They were saying that when you turn 100 in Ireland, you get like a bonus from the government. That's basically like $2,700 US.
Like, really?
For turning 100. You know, like, congrats, you're 100 years old. Here's $2,700.
That's funny. You know, at work when you get a bonus at the end of the year, hey, you did good. It's like the world giving you a bonus. Like, you made it to 100. Good job. Like,
that is kinda cool.
Your lifestyle has brought you to 100 years old. Here's money. How much did they give you? Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
2,500 euros.
I'd want a lot more than that if I reached a fucking 100. Well, I mean, you don't have much time to spend that either.
I know, right? I'm kind of like, what do you do when you're 100 years old and you get that bonus? I guess just treat yourself.
I think when you're 100, I think if you're 100, I think you're ready just to go, honestly. Like, you're probably so goddamn tired.
It's enough to cover the cost of the casket and burial. It's like,
and then every birthday after 100, you get a commemorative coin and a letter from the president.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I looked it up in the United States, and we do not offer any like federal like
of course
monetary
not.
Bonuses, but you can get a letter from the president. You don't get it automatically, but I guess you can just like ask for it and you get it, and it just says congrats on being 100.
The shit that's in our food in this country, you won't make it to 100. It's very fucking rare. I think now the people that do reach 100, I don't think they live here. I think they live in other countries.
My grandma's 99. She's almost there.
Whoa.
Wow. Where does she live?
Kentucky.
Are you going to throw her like a big party for her 100th?
She would hate that.
Oh, but you might as well.
I love my grandma to death. She is miserable.
Oh.
Well, how does she, what's her lifestyle like?
Kind of like what you were saying with your grandparents. Very stagnant. She has this recliner that she sits in.
And, how does she eat?
She eats fairly clean, like a lot of soup and stuff.
That's good.
Cause you know, she grew up like during the, post depression.
Wow.
And so she kind of like has that mentality where she'll just like make a soup that just has like everything in it and then eat that for the next week.
It's crazy that your grandma right now is pretty much me. Two more times.
Yeah.
Everything I just lived in my life, times it by two. That's insane. That's insane, 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 insane.
No, times it by three. Two.
Well, sorry. I meant two more times.
Oh, yeah.
What I just did, two more times.
It's
wild.
It's gonna be like kind of lonely once you're that old and like all of your friends are like kind of gone.
That is such a weird feeling.
And hopefully you're surrounded by tons of people looking out after you. That's like your offspring and your family of the life you've created. But just knowing that your friends are all gone, that would just make me so sad.
That is such a crazy thing to think about. Like in your lifetime, you're either people are going to either be dealing with you gone or you're going to be dealing with them gone. And that's fucking sad.
Her sister lived to be 112.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Has she moved at all? Does she like leave town or like is she someone who's like always lived in Kentucky? Because sometimes like people who lived 100 are people who like have just been in the same spot or the same area.
Always lived in Kentucky. Like we drive around and she's like, that's where I went to school. You know, that's where I got like my first communion and stuff. She's very religious. And so she's like really holding on to that fact. And I think that's what's keeping her going.
Damn, I think I'd be super religious too when I was getting close to the end. Where I'm like, you know what? I'm religious now.
I better get right.
I want to have a good afterlife if there is one.
Yeah.
If there is one, please.
What happens to, because, you know, like Muslims, y'all got to pray like, what, four times a day? Or
It is three. No.
I thought it was five.
Five.
What
five.
Happens if you're so five. Old, like you can't get down on the ground and like do the whole thing?
I think God will let you go. Let us slide with that.
Good. Know? Just like, oh, my knees.
No, there's definitely a way. Like I remember seeing like my grandparents, they'd be sitting down. Like they would have like a table here and they would just like.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause that wouldn't really work. Like people, like Muslims that are in wheelchairs.
Right.
No.
No. Yeah. Yeah
right?
No.
Nope,
doesn't
nope,
count.
Get on the ground.
Like you will be punished.
Yeah, there's no, like,
yeah.
He knows.
But it is weird. There is like, you know, certain things where if you don't like, don't get it done and you don't make up for it, like you will be punished. It's like, that's not fair. It's like, it's okay.
We're human. You know?
We're human.
Yeah. My grandma had a kind of similar thing where it was, she got like hip surgery and it was like painful for her for a while to like leave the house and go to church. So my mom had to bring her priest to her house. Bring the church to her. And the priest told her, because she was like so distraught at the fact that she couldn't go to church. And the priest came over and like blessed her and told her, it's okay. Like you're healing. It's fine. God will forgive you for not going to church every Sunday.
No, he won't. That's really nice of him to do that though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like his one job though.
Exactly.
Is to bring faith. All right, guys. Well, ending on a higher note. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zany Heath Unfiltered. Make sure to check out our these episodes come out every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. And check out our patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. We do a little unwind, we hang out, we keep chatting. We're going to talk about the Oscars. It's gonna be a great time. Also, when you sign up for the Patreon, you get early access to every episode ad free. We do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every month. Again, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, unwind, cousins, coffee beans. We're going to see you in about 5 seconds. Have a good day. Y'all. Everybody else, we'll see you guys next time.
Toodles.
Peace.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.